This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Download that app and you can take us on the go wherever you are. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Told you last hour we were going to hook up listeners two times in the 9 o'clock hour with live and collective soul tickets. Right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets. You get to see live and collective soul. That is Sunday, August 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live with Our Lady Peace and Graylin. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Cakes, you are a proponent, I believe, for the Washington Commanders of trading down to acquire more picks.
Doesn't necessarily have to be with the first round pick, the number 29 overall, but I would certainly entertain trading back from the second round pick, which is 61.
One of the top NFL analysts in the business is ESPN expert Bill Barnwell.
Mm-hmm.
He concurs. He says, it's understandable why Peters wanted to add veterans to the roster, but the 2024 Texans showed how a team built around veterans and free agent additions can stagnate even with the young star at quarterback. Picks at the bottom of round one often draw trade calls from teams selecting at the top of round two that want to move up. Peters would be wise to consider those offers.
Now look, if Peters has a handful of guys that he has graded between 29 and 40, and if he feels like he can move back to 35, 37, 38, accumulate extra picks, and still get a player that he desires and covets, okay, you can move off that number one pick. I wouldn't move too far back.
If you had to put money on it, do you think he trades back? Or does he stick at 29 and select the player?
I would put money on it. I believe they
will
trade
back.
Yes. Because I don't think they want to have those two holes in the draft. I don't think they're going to finish the draft without two rounds where they don't have a pick.
I think he'll move. He could move off it. I don't see him moving more than like 10 spots. I don't see him moving back to like 45 or 50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see him moving to,
like you said, 34, 36.
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah. Top 40.
8 to 10 picks off where he sits right now.
Right now, they don't have a second or a fourth round pick, right?
I'll double check.
No, they have a second.
They have a second.
They have 61.
So it's third and fifth.
I think it's third.
They have five total picks right now.
So they don't have the third and they don't have the fifth.
Correct.
Okay.
So they've got 1, 2, 4, 6, and 7.
I think they're going to acquire more picks. We've speculated what they would do with that first round pick. And maybe Cakes is right that they keep the first and they trade down in the second, acquire more picks in the later rounds. They've been doing these top 30 visits mm-hmm. recently. Apparently, they brought in just a massive offensive lineman yesterday. Christian Lichtenhand.
How big?
6'9", 330.
Well, did you guys see the Florida defensive lineman that was jumping for the vertical? I think he had a vertical of 25 inches. He tipped the scales at well over 400 pounds.
Yeah, I think he was like 460.
He's a massive human being. And he could still jump like over 2 feet. It's pretty impressive. By the way, here are your exact Commanders picks as of right now.
Just to fill you in, it's Desmond Watson is who you're talking about, right? 464 pounds from Florida.
Right.
464
pounds.
Oh, my God.
He jumped 25 inches.
I know, but how can anybody draft a 464
pound guy? He repped. This is how strong he is. He repped 225 36 times.
Yeah, he's a massive machine, but, I mean.
He ran a 40 in 5.93.
How can you draft someone that big?
It's pretty amazing. So the Commanders have the number one pick, 29. Round two, 61. No third. The fourth they got back in the trade, the Tunsil trade from Houston. That's number 128. No fifth. They have a sixth round pick, 205. Seventh round pick, 245. Those are their current picks.
Yeah, you might be right. They might acquire another pick or two if they trade out of that 29 spot. I could see that happening. Unless there's a guy right there that they really, really love.
Right, somebody they covet, they must have.
Yep. I don't think this is going to be the sexy draft that you want, Cakes. I don't think you're going to get somebody that you really know of that was a running back or a wide receiver.
I don't always need sexy. Sexy is generally your top 10, top 12 picks. Once you get to 29, you know, toward the end of the first round,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I just want him to pick whoever he feels like is the best fit. Doesn't it? I know that everybody loves to go best player available. Why don't you blend BPA with need?
I think that's what they'll do.
Try to thread the needle there.
Well, and Commanders fans should be happy that they're drafting 29.
Absolutely.
You should be ecstatic. You
made some noise in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
That's a great thing.
You should love that.
You're hoping to pick at the end of the first round every year that Jaden Daniels is here.
Correct.
We talked a little yesterday about Bucky Brooks's mock draft where he had them selecting Matthew Golden. See, that would be sexy if they drafted a receiver. And I could see that. Mm-hmm. Based on the age of Samuel and Terry McLaurin and where they are contractually. But I do think they're going to trade down. But maybe it will be that second round pick. So they can get, you know, like maybe they, would you trade your second round pick for a third and a fifth?
Second round pick for a third and a fifth.
Depending on where they were.
I might consider it.
Let's say they were pretty high up.
Yeah, I can't have a third round pick at the end of the third round. It's got to be like a high to mid third round pick. Can't be end of the third round.
The latest mock draft on CBS Sports by Josh Edwards, they have the Commanders taking that stud edge rusher from Boston College, Donovan Ezeraku. He's the kid that he made some noise at the combine. Mm-hmm.
I think the only issue with him, he's a little bit undersized.
Yeah, he's 6'3", 245, 248, maybe, something like that. But they say he's really quick, correct.
He might just be a younger version of Dante Fowler, where he can provide the pass rush, but he might not be very stout against the run.
Yes.
At just 250 pounds.
So you look at that and go, all right, well, that's need.
Right.
That's a position of need. So they could see them doing that. In the second round, he's got him taking the kid I really like, Trey Henderson from Ohio State, the RB. And in my opinion, that's need. I do think that's need. I know JP loves Brian Robinson, but I think if you can get if you can get a guy who can scoot a little bit, who's younger, I think that you could use him. And in the third round, they don't have a third rounder, correct?
Not currently.
So if you look at those, and you're going to see 4 billion different mock drafts, and everyone has a different player and a different position, different position of need. But those are two positions you'd say, okay, I can see them doing that.
look, maybe the way you recoup your fifth round pick is you trade B-Rob to a team that needs, that likes him, and say, give us a fifth round pick. There's your fifth round pick materialized. B-Rob turns from a third rounder to a fifth rounder, and you got 3 useful years out of him. Mm-hmm. Would you hate that? I wouldn't hate it.
To get a fifth rounder for him?
Yeah.
Who's your starting RB now?
Whoever you draft in the second round.
It would be, you'd have to draft one, yeah.
Or you draft one in the fourth round.
Because you'd have to get somebody who's going to take the bulk of the
or
carries.
Or draft one in the third round with a pick that you pick up by dealing back from some of the picks that you currently own.
But right now, if Robinson was gone, your number two is Eckler.
But when you look at the depth chart, offensively, yeah, they could upgrade it at definitely right tackle where you've got Andrew Wiley. I think Cosme, Biadic, Allegretti, Tunsil, I think they're all safe. And the likelihood is all 5 of those guys will be back and starting. At wide receiver, you're kind of set. So, like, you really do turn to the defense, and what really jumps out is your starting ends are Dorrance Armstrong and Cleveland Farrell right now.
Yeah, that needs to be upgraded.
Yes,
that needs...
and I could see them taking a top edge, whoever their top edge guy is right on their board at 29.
And I know they signed Wise, but to me, he's more of a depth guy. Like, what do you have, 5 sacks for New England?
I believe that's correct.
I think what would be fascinating would be just to be in their rooms when they're talking about players they're targeting and what rounds, you know, possibility of trading back to certain teams, what other players are out there that are free agents that are thinking about plucking, what players they really like in the draft.
You won't offer your services as an unpaid intern?
No.
Just like a gopher?
No, but I would love to be in one of those rooms just for an hour. Man, that would be fascinating to just to kind of see what they're all talking about. Because they're meeting for hours each day.
Of course.
Hours. That's all they talk about.
I mean, the draft is less than a month away.
Yeah. And
it's looming.
And for the next month, they're going to be meeting for hours each day talking about those players.
Mm-hmm. You don't think they're talking about Kevin Willard?
They should be.
They're not talking about Kevin Willard.
You think Kevin Willard's name ever came up?
If you ask Adam Peters who's Kevin Willard, he would just have dumbstruck look on his face. He probably doesn't even know who that person is.
I bet you Dan Quinn knows who Kevin Willard is.
I don't know.
He's a Jersey guy.
Maybe.
Bald guys stick together.
Bald guys do like to stick together. Team bald. Yeah. It's true.
Peters, I don't know, but I think Dan Quinn definitely knows who K. Willard is.
How does Max know so much about bald guys sticking together?
My dad's bald.
Okay, there you go. All right.
So is that your future?
I hope not.
You've got a hat on.
Apparently the hair gene comes from your mother's father is what I've heard, and he's got a full head of white hair, and he's still kicking. So
there you go.
I don't really buy that because I know brothers, okay, biological brothers. Mm-hmm. One has hair, one does not have hair.
Oh,
they got the same grandma.
Yeah, luck of the
or whatever draw. You said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to hope that Adam Peters doesn't know anything about the Kevin Willard going to Villanova drama. He's too neck deep in getting ready for the draft.
Who are you talking about?
Peters.
Yeah, I could see that, but I think Dan Quinn definitely knows who he is.
He might, because they are Jersey guys.
Yeah, they're Jersey boys.
And Baldies.
Does your dad know who Kevin Willard is? The bald club?
Probably not.
Oh.
Hmm. What's your dad into?
He's a big Caps guy.
We should hang out. I should hang out with your dad.
Hell yeah.
Mad Max, a ginger.
He's a ginger. He's wearing an Ole Kolzig t-shirt.
That's right, baby.
He's kind of my guy.
I don't know. Where'd you go to college?
VCU.
He's a VCU guy.
So he knows Adam Epstein.
All we do is hire gingers from VCU.
Maybe we have a pipeline. We have a type, apparently. I don't know.
I saw Adam with the new head coach at VCU.
Phil Martelli Jr.?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not surprised.
Taking a picture with him yesterday. Yep. Anyway, it'd be interesting to see what happens here.
I can tell you one person who doesn't know who Kevin Willard is. His name is Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
There's no chance he knows who Kevin Willard is.
Right. No chance.
I was about to make an outlandish one-way bet, but I've gotten out of that business.
Okay.
I don't like being on one-way bets where all I can do is lose.
Yeah. Well, Kevin McCarthy is going to join us next as we talk some movies and some entertainment. So keep it here. Kevin McCarthy next.